Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. We do that with a countdown of a selected year from days gone by. And we also add a little slice of life just to help you remember how things were back then. And back then, for this week's show, means the final weekend of September in 1981. Yeah, we're backtracking 44 years and playing the biggest country hits in the USA from that weekend. So that's what we'll be working on today, and if you're ready, let's get started with this weekend in the country. And we begin on the countdown at number 20 with the Kendalls.
Teach me.
Father-daughter combo, the Kendalls, Royce and Jeannie from St. Louis, Teach Me to Cheat. Song number 20 on the countdown this very day in 1981 that was heading up the survey to a peak of number 7. Well, back in 1968, former members of the Byrds, Chris Hillman and Graham Parsons, formed a new group called the Flying Burrito Brothers. The band's music was always praised by the critics and they had a great concert show. Well, over the years, the band went through numerous personnel changes, and finally in 1981, they were starting to have some success on the charts. Now, the group was just a trio at this point, and they shortened their name to just the Burrito Brothers. They held position number 19 on the country chart this week, She Belongs to Everyone But Me.
The whole damn place is crowded. Not a single empty chair. It's clear she's hit the big time. And I'm glad she's made it there. Yes, her star is burning brightly for all her fans to see. Now she belongs to everyone but me. And she sings love songs straight to the heart. Everyone but me.
box queen. And she sings sad songs straight through my heart song. She belongs to everyone but me.
Burrito Brothers with John Beeland on the lead vocals, Sneaky Pete Kleinow on the steel guitar, one of the original members, and fiddler Gib Gilbo. She Belongs to Everyone But Me, song number 19 this week in 1981. That would make it up to number 16. We've gone back 44 years on today's show when Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States, who had recently signed a tax cut bill.
This is the budget bill, and this is the tax program. But I think they represent a turnaround of almost a half a century of a course this country's been on, and mark an end to the excessive growth in government bureaucracy and government spending, government taxing. The real credit goes to the people of the United States, who finally made it plain that they wanted a change. This represents $130 billion in savings over the next 3 years. This represents $750 billion in tax cuts over the next 5 years. And this is only the beginning.
President Reagan from his ranch near Santa Barbara, California, on August 13th, signing an across-the-board 25% income tax cut, which would take effect this coming week in 1981. And song number 18 on the countdown that weekend was by Billy Swan, I'm Into Loving You.
Some men are into fishing, and some like to hunt with guns. Lay down a bet, drink and forget. I know two who just love to run. There's something I fool around with, but not like I used to. It's not hard to find a place for my spare time now that I'm into loving you. I'm into loving you. It's a lot of fun too. Everything's all right here in my life. Now I'm loving you. I'm into loving you. And you're into loving too. If I got a day, you're my getaway. I'm into just sitting and watching the game. But I'm into loving you, and it's a lot of fun too. Everything's alright here in my life because I'm loving you. I'm into loving you. And I'm into loving you. Everything's all right here in my life. Now I'm loving you.
Out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Billy Swan. And that was his fourth top 20 country record, I'm Into Loving You. And it was at its peak of number 18 on this day in 1981. Well, how about we go for a drive this weekend in 1981? What are we riding in? Well, the bestseller this year was the Olds Cutlass for the fourth consecutive year. Also a big seller was the Chevy Chevette. For a little more luxury was the Buick Riviera and the Chrysler Imperial. And Chrysler's K cars were Motor Trend's best that year. Their favorite import of 81 was the Mercedes 300 SD Turbo Diesel. And 1981 was the year of the DeLorean DMC-12. You know, the Back to the Future car. The sticker price on those first DeLoreans, $25,000. That's about $69,000 today. Now for trucks, Chevy redesigned the CK series midway through the year, giving it a more rounded front end to help with fuel economy. And they now had a shift-on-the-move four-wheel drive system. Ford F-150s now had the blue oval Ford logo on the front grille. They got rid of the individual letters. And Dodge introduced the Ram.
Ram Tough Dodge pickup, new design for 1981, built tougher than ever. With better mileage, galvanized steel in critical areas, twice as much as last year. More than Ford or Chevy. Best EPA mileage estimates with automatic transmission. More than Ford or Chevy. New Dodge pickups go beyond tough.
Dodge trucks are Ram Tough.
The Dodge Rams were new in 1981. And on the countdown this week, there were three songs about trucks. Two about the big rigs, and the one at number 17 is about a pickup from Glenn Campbell.
Well, it'll just get you down. You let life get to you. Cause everybody said something. None of it's true. Well, I just don't care. When them times get hard. Cause I got everything I need. Right out in my yard. And I love my truck. Well, she's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived. It don't matter who lied. I got my truck right by my side. You got Sally and you got Sue. I got a Chevrolet. She takes me home after work. Don't ever miss a day. She don't care what I am. She don't care what I ain't. But she ain't no Jeep pickup haul. She just needs a couple coats of paint. I love my truck. It's right outside. Got much love, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. Yeah. She don't care if I don't work a lick. She'll start every time. If the choke don't stick, I know that she will never doubt me. Cause she never leaves home without me. See, I love my truck. It's right outside. I ain't got much love, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter. Got my truck right by my side. I got my truck right by my side. Yeah. I've got my truck right by my side.
A beautiful love ballad by Glenn Campbell. I love my truck. That would peak at number 15 on the countdown, sitting at number 17 this weekend in 1981. As we're listening to the memories on Weekend in the Country.
The This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Think about it. You take thousands of steps every day. Shouldn't every single one of them feel amazing? Well, with ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins, they can. You see, Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides amazing arch support for all-day comfort. That's right, whether you're walking all day or even just standing, ArchFit Skechers slip-ins have the perfect sweet spot of support to give you comfort like you've never felt before. And best of all, you get all this comfort, stability, and support with the ease of Skechers slip-ins technology. Just slip them on, no hands needed. There's no bending down and no struggling to tie your shoes. Just step in and go. If you haven't tried it, you are truly missing out. And ArchFit Skechers slip-ins come in practically every style you can imagine. Athletic shoes for your workout, casual sneakers for weekend errands, dress shoes for the office, even boots for those brisk, cool days. Make every step feel like a dream and try ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Weekend in the Country.
Today, we've turned the calendar back 44 years to late September 1981. And we're up to number 16 on the countdown that week with 25-year-old Memphis native Charlotte Denise McLean. Charlie McLean, sleeping with the radio on.
My heart beats with the lonely rain, wishing I could see your face again. Change the dial on the radio, find something playing. Sleeping.
And with the radio on, that's Charlie McLean at number 16 this week in 1981. That was on its way up to a peak of number 4, the second of three top 5 releases from her album Surround Me With Love. Let's turn on the TV here in early fall of 1981. The new season was beginning. CBS would dominate the ratings with Dallas at number 1, followed by 60 Minutes and the Jeffersons. ABC had the comedies Three's Company and Too Close for Comfort. NBC was in a slump. Their top-rated show was number 21, Real People. But they had a couple of good new shows that were coming soon. Gimme a Break, starring Nell Carter, and a spinoff of Little House on the Prairie, Father Murphy, with Merlin Olsen. New on ABC was The Fall Guy, and CBS had Simon & Simon and Falcon Crest. Also new, MTV launched its cable channel on August the 1st. For the kids, the Smurfs were on Saturday mornings. For Celebrity Buzz, Entertainment Tonight was new. And also brand new, The People's Court.
What you are witnessing is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in a California municipal court. Both parties have agreed to dismiss their court cases and have their dispute settled here in our forum, The People's Court.
Yeah, we were introduced to Judge Wapner, Doug Llewellyn, Rusty the bailiff. Well, it was also a new season for Hee Haw, and in the opening episode, Ed Bruce was a guest star. And he would soon be seen every week on NBC's Brett Maverick, a second version of the original Maverick, again starring James Garner. And Ed was at number 15 on the country countdown this week, Everything's a Waltz.
We don't dance a two-step anymore. All we need's a small part of the floor. The band can go on playing almost anything it wants. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz. Eyes were meant for looking into well close. Arms were meant for holding what you want the most. Lips were meant to say what bodies feel down in their hearts. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz. We don't dance a two-step anymore. All we need's a small part of the floor. The band can go on playing almost anything it wants. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz. We don't hear the music that is being played, but all we need's the music that our two hearts made. Beating soft three-quarter time and we just sing along. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz. We don't dance a two-step anymore. All we need's a small part of the floor. The band can go on playing almost anything it wants. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz. Oh, the band can go on playing almost anything it wants. 'Cause we're in love and everything's
begins a waltz.
Bruce, Everything's a Waltz, song number 15 this week, 44 years ago. That would climb one more position. Now his next single would be his biggest hit and only number one, You're the Best Break This Old Heart Ever Had. Well, off to the grocery store this weekend, and we head down to the A&P and pick up a gallon of milk for $2, 70 cents for a dozen eggs, bacon is $1.20, and $1.50 for a half gallon of orange juice. Frosted Flakes is going for $1.10, a little bit less for Cheerios, 50 cents for a loaf of bread. Chuck Roast is $1.37 a pound this weekend, a 10-pound bag of potatoes, $1.40, and a 2-pound can of Maxwell House is $5. And you know, I'm feeling like Mexican this weekend. How about tacos?
Bite into a taco, and this is what usually happens. Presenting the newest breakthrough in tacos that isn't a breakthrough. T.O. Sancho, the first taco shell that won't fall apart on you because it's slightly thicker, crisp, not so brittle. T.O. Sancho taco shells, the new breakthrough in tacos that isn't a breakthrough. T.O. Sancho.
If you didn't want your taco to fall on your shirt, you got T.O. Sancho. They were part of McCormick Foods, and then in the late 80s, they were sold to Lipton, and I don't know what happened to them after that. But we could get a 16-pack of taco shells from T.O. Sancho for $1 this weekend in 1981. And we head back to the countdown now. At number 14, here's Roseanne Cash. My baby thinks he's a train.
3 a.m.
You won't have
All three singers in this segment have been from Memphis. I mentioned Charlie McLean, Ed Bruce also, and Roseanne Cash, likewise a Bluff City native, and the 26-year-old daughter of country legend Johnny Cash and his first wife Vivian had become a big star earlier in 81 with her smash single 7-Year Ache, and this was the follow-up, My Baby Thinks He's a Train. It would also go to the top of the chart, as would its follow-up, Blue Moon with Heartache.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
Every day we make choices, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. So who do you think is going to throw for more passing yards, Jared Goff or Jordan Love? If your picks hit, you can cash in. All transactions on the Prize Picks app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Sunday and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. For real. That's code Sunday on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
I'm Craig Orndorff, coming to you today, as always, from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. This weekend, we've gone back to the final days of September in 1981, and we're playing the biggest hits in country music from that weekend. And coming in at number 13 was one of the new traditionalists of the early 80s. It's John Anderson, Chicken Truck.
Well, it was morning when I left Alabama. It must have been Georgia, and the feathers was a fly like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up to speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was a getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield. Just my luck, chicken truck, on Highway 65. Well, the hens are a squawking and the roosters are a crowing. These are slowing me down when I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65.
There's John Anderson at number 13 this week, 1981, Chicken Truck. That was heading up to number 8 on the countdown, and that would be his third top 10 record. Well, back on August 19th of 81, we had a little international military incident off the coast of Libya, as their leader, Muammar Gaddafi, made a mistake.
After being fired upon, the Navy F-14s from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz took defensive action in response and shot down both Libyan aircraft.
The Libyan pilot of one of the planes was seen to go down by parachute, and the American pilots have returned to the Nimitz and had no injuries and, of course, no damage to the planes.
Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger and an unnamed Navy spokesman. That clip from WAVY television in Portsmouth, Virginia, about the incident over the Gulf of Sidra. Two American F-14 Tomcats were conducting exercise flights about 60 miles off the Libyan coast when a couple of Russian-built Sukhoi Su-22 fighter jets took off from Libya and fired on the Tomcats. The F-14s evaded the missile, made a hard turn, came up behind the Su-22s, and blew them out of the sky. Total time of the incident, about 1 minute, and it happened over the Gulf of Sidra on August the 19th, 1981. And we get back to the countdown from this weekend in 81 with Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley at number 12, Honky Tonk Queen.
Well, everything was going my way, so I pressed my luck and called Mo today to see if he was still around. Well, I shouldn't have answered the telephone. I knew when I did that it was wrong when I found out who it was. Well, it was just a matter of time. We was out on the town of drinking wine when I saw my dream come true. She's walking in the Dewdrop Inn when Joe hit the brakes and we went in the spin and ended up in the parking lot. Oh, she's a beauty.
She's a skag.
She's got class.
Oh, come on now.
That little honky-tonk queen. Well, Mo, I've looked far and wide.
You better look again when you ain't high
at that honky-tonk queen. We went inside and she's sitting there with lovely makeup and beautiful hair. So I asked that gal to dance. I tried my best to really stress that girl didn't look right in that dress, but you never heard a word. Oh, she's a beauty.
She's a skag.
She's got class.
Oh, come on now.
That little honky-tonk queen. Well, Mo, I've looked far and wide.
You better look again when you ain't high
at that honky-tonk queen.
He spun her a little too hard.
And I started wondering when she said her name was Bill, then her wig came off and I was ready to kill that joker dressed like a female.
She's a beauty.
I'm so loud.
She's got style.
Come on, pal.
That little honky-tonk queen.
Well, Joe, you've looked far and wide.
Well, I won't look again more when I'm high.
For a honky-tonk queen.
I told you, Joe, something didn't just look right to me.
seen the look on your face.
Hey, I don't want to get no more.
Yeah, you don't want to look no more, do you?
This message of responsible drinking and sharp observational skills brought to you by Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. That was Honky Tonk Queen, the fifth single from the duo, and it was at its peak of number 12 on the countdown this day in 1981. And that's where we are for this weekend in the country.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Every day we make choices. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. So who do you think is going to throw for more passing yards, Jared Goff or Jordan Love? If your picks hit, you can cash in. All transactions on the Prize Picks app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Sunday and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. For real. That's code Sunday on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
With 105.5 WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find
free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
Right now, 71 degrees.
This is Weekend in the Country.
Today, we're playing the biggest hits from the final week of September in 1981. And song number 11 on the country chart that weekend was by Mel McDaniel, Right in the Palm of Your Hand.
A willing woman, a willing man, a five-room house and a wedding band. Believers, believers. Once it begins, you know it don't take long till you like two people in a heartbreak song. And I wonder, well, ain't it just like a woman? Ain't it just like a man? Chasing the rainbow, looking for love when it's right in the palm of your hand. When it's right in the palm of your hand. We can't take back those things we said. So we watch it pass in separate beds. We're changing, changing. Too little love and too much pride. You won't give in and neither will I. Like children, children. Well, ain't it just like a woman? Ain't it just like a man? Chasing the rainbow, looking for love when it's right in the palm of your hand. When it's right in the palm of your hand. Feet on the floor, holding my head, sitting alone. Just turned around, you were gone. It's over, it's over. Well, ain't it just like a woman? Ain't it just like a man? Chasing the rainbow, looking for love when it's right in the palm of your hand. When it's right in the palm of your hand. Just like a woman, ain't it just like a man, chasing the rainbow.
Mel McDaniel's previous single in 1981 was his big hit, Louisiana Saturday Night. Well, the follow-up was at number 11, Right in the Palm of Your Hand, first recorded 5 years earlier by Crystal Gayle. But Mel would get it to spot number 10 on the countdown. Well, we've got time for a bonus record or two from this weekend in 81. Also on the chart, but outside of our scope, was the Oak Ridge Boys down at number 31 with their latest, Fancy Free.
I'm sitting fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess
just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I.
The Oak Ridge Boys were still riding high off the success of Elvira earlier in 1981, and this was the follow-up, Fancy Free, the title track of the album which both singles came from, and they were the only two releases from that LP. And Fancy Free was at number 31 this week, 44 years ago, and it would make it to the top of the chart, their fifth all-time. And indeed, we do have time for another bonus spin, sitting at number 40, Hank Jr.
All my rap. Drunk and getting loud. Everybody just wants to go back home. I myself have seen my wilder days, and I have seen my name at the top of the page. But I need to find just to run around. But nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. And I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And old George Jones, I'm glad day. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud.
things quite like we used to do. And nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And Johnny Cash don't act like he did back in 68. To get drunk and get loud. And all my round friends have settled down. Yeah, me and my rowdy friends done routed on down.
1981 was a big year for Hank Williams Jr. He made it to the top of the country chart for the first time since 1972 with number one singles Texas Women and Dixie on My Mind. But his brand new album for the fall of 81 was The Pressure Is On, and that was the first single from that LP, All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down. That was record number 40 this week, 44 years ago, also destined for number one. And we are destined for the halftime break. We'll catch our breath, get a refreshing beverage, and meet you on the other side with the 10 biggest records from this week in 1981 on Weekend in the Country.
Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It's hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So glad you're spending a little time with me this weekend. And for your attendance, you get some of the greatest country music of all time. And thanks for coming back for part two of the show. If you're just getting here, today we've gone back to the final weekend of September in 1981. And as we